Those two girls are up nice and early, and you can access your wage early anytime. Your money in your account in minutes. MyPayNow.com.au. T's and C's apply.
I'm ready to party!
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hello, hello.
Good morning. I'm just texting Dane because Max has to perform a poem to his class this morning.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's the first, you know, oral that they have to do in grade one. So they just had to choose a small rhyme and get up in front of the class with a costume. They have to focus on pace and expression, which is really hard. They've just turned
I'll tell you what.
I've got a good poem idea for them. Does it kind of go like something about an egging and pegging and then legging it? That'll make sense in the show.
He's complicit to this potential crime my husband has committed.
I reckon we're going to get some complaint
emails. Oh, shove off.
Not from me.
I'm going to drive past and check.
I was once a passenger in a car that was...
I think he chickened out, pun intended.
Yeah, I once egged a sitting council member's house.
Oh, Jason.
In Townsville.
Oh, you criminal.
I know. We were young.
Yeah, once I was in a... Maybe, you know what? We'll save it for after the show. Here's the show. We'll come back.
Those two girls.
Morning.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
I'm a little bit weary today, Lizzie. I was in bed last night.
Yeah.
Shedding a tear at 9:30 p.m., which is incredibly late for us. I was crying because I'd just watched one of the new episodes of Bluey.
Were your kids still up?
No. I'd actually watched the new episode 2.5 hours earlier, just before the kids went to bed. But season 3 of the greatest children's cartoon of all time is out on the ABC. Bluey, the story of a little cattle dog and her sister, her family. And there's a beautiful episode that was released for Grandparents' Day on Sunday. The whole season 3 dropped yesterday, but it's called Granddad. And it's kind of about the passing of time between fathers and daughters. By the end of the episode, I had tears streaming down my face. And the girl's like, Mum, are you crying again? And I was like, yes. And they said, you've got to stop, Mum. You've got to stop crying in Bluey episodes.
What you said
about Bluey? Please, can you watch it?
Oh, God, you always make me watch it.
And then let me know what you think. I think even you'll cry.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just think, like, maybe this is your sign from the universe to get a bloody cattle dog and be done with it.
No, I don't want a dog. Ugh. No, thanks.
So you like a cartoon dog?
Yes, of course.
Dog.
That's very different to having an actual pet. No.
It doesn't talk.
There's none of the, you know, hardship of, like, taking care of it and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I just watch a 7-minute episode.
I cry. I'll watch Granddad on Bluey, whatever it's called. I don't feel like crying. Like, what's this joy for crying?
Don't you ever just want to let out your emotion?
No.
So she bottles it right up. Speaking of bottles.
Or from a dog to a cow.
My God.
FLASHCOW. It's the Flash Cow. Bring in your milk. Call us up now if you want milk.
I mean, the phones are already ringing with people who want us to make their dream come true by giving them a bottle of milk.
Are we being too predictable?
Because it happens every Tuesday morning.
Yeah, at the same time every Tuesday. So now that all the phones light up before we even play.
I think that's the nice part about it, is that our Tuesday morning gang can rely on this, something
to get them through the
week.
That's
right. I think it's perfect.
Yeah. I like that.
This is the we have, you know, a significant bias here, but we think it's the best competition. A bottle of milk, because that's what our budget extends to.
Well, let's be honest, it's $3 in your account.
You choose the milk you like.
Go nuts.
And we say if Sunrise and Today can have their cash competitions, their cash cow, their I Wake Up With Today, then we're just going to ask you good people to call 131060 and say, I wake up with those two girls. Nothing else?
No good mornings, no pleasantries, just straight to the biz, please.
131060, flash cow.
All right, let's go to John in Melbourne.
I wake up with these two girls.
God. We'll give you one. I reckon we give him one more attempt. And it might be a those of some sorts, John.
I wake up with these two girls.
That's it. I think if anything, we know that John probably needs a coffee this morning. So let's give him the milk.
John, where are you off to at this hour of the day?
At home.
Sure.
Okay.
Just sure. Up. You're a keen jelly bean.
Wow.
All right. Milk. John, you strike me. Okay, I'm going to guess it. You're a full fat milk kind of guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're correct.
Knew it. God, I've got this some kind of psychic milk ability.
A2 milk.
Those two milks?
A2.
Oh, A2.
Oh, God, Lee. What, are you going into branding now?
No.
Who else needs a coffee?
You know, I made the mistake of not investing in A2 milk about 4 years ago.
Oh, my God, Jace. Why would you have the opportunity to invest in A2?
It was selling at 80 cents or something. It's now $80.
Oh, you idiot.
4 or 5 years.
Dumb.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Fine.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I've come across a TikTok that made me laugh, and I'm going to share it with you right now. Take
You're
a
so
listen.
Young.
I know, right? What a novelty.
I've been swallowing my toothpaste my whole life. I'm 20 years old, and I started off as a kid with the swallowable kind, and I was like, ooh, bubble gum, swallowed, tastes good. And then my parents, I guess, moved me up to the big leagues and just took the day off. Then I've been brushing, and it gets a little frothy, and I swallow it. It's like a minty milkshake. Yeah, so I guess, I don't know, you may be thinking, like, how have you not known from commercials and stuff? But I just thought it was different strokes for different folks.
This guy's having an existential crisis. I mean, he's swallowing toothpaste, Sarah, twice a day for, let's just say, 15 years. Let's say more than that. Let's say 16 years, right?
Yep.
Let's go conservatively.
He'd be 4 years old when he started
swallowing. Well, I mean, he would have been brushing his teeth prior, but adult toothpaste, I'm going to say he's been swallowing that
for a while.
For 15 years.
I mean, that can't be good for you.
Well,
I mean, there are worse
it
things,
can't be,
I suppose,
but I suppose maybe we, are there other people that are swallowing toothpaste?
Sorry, I was just thinking of the worst things worse than toothpaste to swallow.
I mean, I'm looking at this and it says swallowing toothpaste is something you should avoid. It contains sodium fluoride. If you occasionally swallow while brushing, that's safe. But if you ingest too much fluoride, the likely consequence is an upset stomach along with nausea and vomiting. But old mate sounds like he's perfectly fine.
But there's got to be a study done if you're swallowing toothpaste twice a day. He's saying he's swallowing 80% of it. That's a lot, like a minty milkshake. It's like a whole gulp.
But from so
twice
young,
twice a day,
he's built a tolerance, obviously. Well, he's not getting sick, is he? He's just talking like it's a normal thing.
He's like a high-functioning toothpaste ingester.
What happens when he's 80? What happens then? I mean, is there someone out there listening now who's been swallowing toothpaste? No, I don't think it can be good for you. 13, 10, 60, do you swallow toothpaste? I'm going to throw something else out there just for funsies. Astronauts.
Oh, that's the complete opposite
no,
of toothpaste.
But it's just something I've never thought about. Astronauts swallow toothpaste. They have to.
No, they don't.
They 100% do. I'm on the NASA website.
In the scale of like going in a rocket to space and endangering your life that way.
I know.
I mean, swallowing toothpaste isn't,
but
you're not going to bat an eyelid over that, are you?
Here's the thing. Astronauts have a special toothpaste designed for them so it can be edible and swallowable.
Right.
So old mate on TikTok, he's not having that.
He's on the astronaut toothpaste.
I mean, who knows? I mean, how amazing that astronauts, then they have to wipe their face with a wet wipe.
I mean, you've really gone down a NASA deep dive.
I mean, I just find that so interesting. Otherwise, it would float out.
Let's get back to the topic. 13, 10, 60.
Do you swallow toothpaste?
Do you swallow toothpaste?
We thought about making it a lot more complicated. I think you did.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, what did your parents forget to teach you? But we're just going to keep it basic.
Basic, please.
At this time in the morning, people don't want confusing.
They want basic. That's
want
why
basic.
We're here.
Yes.
Yeah. 13, 10, yeah. 60, do you swallow toothpaste?
Trent in Hobart, do you swallow toothpaste?
Me, personally, I don't. But I was just saying, how good would his breath smell all the time?
Yeah, I mean, that is a pro, isn't it?
Well, until
I'd been a massive con, I would have thought, yeah, but any little positive.
If he burps,
yeah, well,
his burp would smell good, wouldn't it?
Well, hang on.
I'd rather use a mouthwash, but and each their own.
I mean, swallowing mouthwash can't be good
as
either.
As he said in his clip, Trent, different strokes for different folks.
Oh, I wonder what it is. Is it Colgate? Advertisement.
It would be,
you
actually.
Know, it could be. You know how they're really sneaky with their...
They're good on the TikTok, aren't they?
Yeah, with their advertisements.
Yeah, wouldn't that be good?
Possibly.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to Russell in Shepparton. Russell, do you swallow toothpaste, mate?
No, I don't use toothpaste.
All right.
You shouldn't be using toothpaste. What are people thinking?
What are you thinking, Russell? What do you use then?
I use either hand soap or nothing.
What? Russell, you are pulling our leg. You do not clean your teeth with hand soap.
Listen, I'll give you a bit of education because it sounds like your nose is about your teeth, all right?
Okay, tell us.
I had mouth cancer. So I had radiation chemo on my mouth, right? Now all my teeth fell out because of it.
Oh.
Now, I was told by two denture clinics, a denture surgeon, and the dentist do not ever use toothpaste on your teeth. It's too abrasive. You might as well get some sandpaper in there. I'll tell you what, buy yourself a little grinder and get that in there as well. And don't forget to do your gums, all right?
Russ, I don't know, like 10 out of 10 dentists do not recommend this advice, I don't think.
Well, I'm told now that's what I've been told. And it's done me good. So, well, I mean, as I said, I had good teeth before I had radiation and that. And I was told, seriously.
But Russ, have you got dentures now? Is it just like cleaning your dentures with soap, not your actual toothy pigs?
Yeah, but I was told before that.
Before.
I was told before that, yeah. Do not use toothpaste. It's too abrasive. It's, so I was using hand soap, but unfortunately I lost my teeth. But this is before. I was using hand soap and just water. Just use water. I don't see why
I do know somebody who just uses water and who's never had one filling, nothing.
Who?
I can't remember.
You don't know anyone.
No, I just can't remember.
Who, your dog? Who?
No, I swear. Who was it? Who was I talking to? It was just last week. And I was like, what? They were like, never had a filling, nothing, just uses
water. Is it a record from medieval times?
They're pretty cold, guys.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Sometimes as a parent, you hit milestones that you'll never, ever, ever find written out in a baby book or a childhood book. I'm talking things like the day you realise you do not have to go into the pool with them
again.
And what a joyous day that is when they can swim to save themselves and all you've got to do is have your eagle eyes. Or the day when you realise that when they're sick, they can aim and vomit into a bucket.
Or even when they can tell you that they're going to be sick.
Yes.
You can mentally and emotionally prepare.
Yes, that they can blow their nose, that they can, you know, swing themselves, they can wash their own hair, all these
things.
Get
their own cup of water. Like, mate, it's not hard to turn on a tap.
Yes.
Like, well, use your gross motor skills.
I've realised that I've hit another parenting milestone. Okay. Now, my youngest girl turned 7 last weekend and on Saturday I went out to an event and I'd parked my car at my sister's place. She was looking after the kids and I wasn't 100% confident in driving home with the kids in the car afterwards. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to leave my car at my sister's and we can Uber it home. And the reason we could Uber it home is because for the first time in 10 years, there is no car seat in my car.
Yeah.
There is no car seat in the back seat of my car.
Mm.
Can I tell you?
That's huge.
Thank you, Liz.
It doesn't sound like for some people, it may not seem monumental, but let me tell you, it is.
Thank you.
It is.
I think for so many years, you look out that rearview mirror and you've got to. You see a sea of sultanas and Kruskit and toys and that's what trapped, please.
Trapped in
thank
that
you.
Crease, yep.
And now there's space and the kids don't know themselves. Well, actually, there's another issue because she got into the car and she said, Mum, now that I'm 7, I'm allowed to sit in the front seat. We're in Queensland, of course. That's a rule. Mm. Oh, it's not a rule, but it's an option. And I said, absolutely no way. No, that's not correct because the next battle I'm going to have now is years of shotgun of playing shotgun between two siblings
but
as to who,
just,
gets,
that's, that just
who
take,
gets the front seat.
Take yourself out of that equation. That's an experience they need to have as siblings.
Oldest gets front seat.
Oldest gets front seat.
That's how it always has been.
All the way.
Well, in my house, it's whoever runs to it first.
Really?
Yeah, I just let them fight it out.
That happen?
Yeah. Well, it's
my
whoever,
brother never
like
let
sometimes
that
if he's caught unawares, the little one's getting wily now. So he'll provide a decoy and then he'll run for it. I'm like, it's up to you guys. It's on you. It's on you. It's not on me anymore. Let him at it.
Did you feel the same way? You seem to be quite relaxed about this. I feel I have much more excitement around not having car seats in my back seat.
I mean, I'm a bit liberal with milestones. I was letting my kids go and get me a coffee at the. That was the milestone for me. I was like, off you go. Go to the local shop. Here's my card. Tap away. Bring me back a coffee.
Oh, I haven't got. Okay, that's the next
that's
one.
Your next
that's
one.
The next one I'm working on.
When they
on.
Can do that.
Okay.
Then come and talk to me and we'll celebrate.
All right.
Okay,
you're
that's
so
a
far
good
behind,
one.
Sarah.
Oh, God, I
Seriously.
Know. Oh, honestly. I'm going to work on that for you, Lazy.
That's a good one.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I'm treading really dangerous waters with what I'm about to share next. It's about Dane, and I really hope no one he knows listens to this because I'll be in big trouble if he knows I've spoken about this on air nationally. I think he's done something illegal.
Whoa,
Sarah.
We should have talked about this.
I know. I'm going to let you back out right now and quickly.
We'll find
something on news.com to talk about. You don't have to go there.
Maybe
what
you guys can help me. Maybe you guys can confirm
how's the American
or deny.
Election going?
Okay. Here's the backstory. When Dane drives the kids to school, there's a neighbourhood that he drives through where there's a narrow road, a narrow street, suburban street. It's a windy road. And there's a trailer that's been parked there for months and months. Apparently all the people in that neighbourhood are saying this person is a menace. They've asked them numerous times to move the trailer because it really is a huge danger because to get past the trailer, you've got to wait, you've got to give way to the other car. They're not meant to be parked there. They have not moved it. I don't know how he knows all this. He's taken it upon himself to find out because it gives him the rats that much that he's told me about it for months. Okay, and I said, why do you care? It's not even our neighbourhood. Just take another route. Like, why? And he's like, I just can't stand people like that. I think it's so rude. He's just made a mountain out of a molehill, in my opinion. Now, the other day, he was driving our youngest son, Max, to a play date in that very neighbourhood, right? And I said, great, thank you. Go do that for me. I'll do the laundry, what have you. And I stuck my head out the bathroom window to say goodbye to my little one. I said, bye, darling, have fun. And then Maxie yelled through the car window, Mum, Dad's going to bring the eggs so we can egg the trailer. And Dane stopped in his track. I'm on the second floor looking down. He's holding a carton of eggs and he stops in his tracks, looks at Max and says, I can't believe you've dobbed on me. And I said, Dane, you are not.
Dane, is it? Hang on.
I said, you are. This is what you're teaching at. You are not. You are 40 years old. You're going to another neighbourhood that is not your own. You're not a vigilante. Who do you think you are? Also, I believe that could be illegal. I believe that is. What's it called? Like,
I haven't heard of someone egging in a hat. Egging a house since the mid-90s.
Well, he's not egging the house.
Or egging
That's what
anything.
He said, I'm not going to egg the house. I'm going to egg the trailer. And I said, you are not. You are not. And then they drove off and I don't know what's happened.
So you just ratted him out on a national radio show.
Is that
show.
Like
a 40-year-old
man? Is that vandalism?
A 40-year-old man.
That is vandalism.
It is, right?
You can't do that.
I think, but well, he's like, they can't park there. And I'm going to demoralize. I think I may have talked him off the ledge.
What?
Now I think
now,
I may have talked
in the neighbourhood,
him off the
it's just a trailer with really bad paintwork because the egg's eaten through it. Well done, Dane. What if? Oh, I don't know. Oh, if we could turn back time and
I'm
not play that
drive past there today and
it's
check.
Too late.
It's and
too
check.
Also, we've got to go.
Don't put yourself in the vicinity. Okay, another car
know.
Law does not need to be in that
don't
street.
Say our last name.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
So let's cycle back to the egging debacle.
I think because I caught him loading the carton of eggs in the car, he realised that I was firmly against it. And I said, I was shouting out the window, Sarah, like this. I was like, Dane, you are better than this. You're a 40-year-old man. It's not your neighbourhood.
I know.
Put the eggs down. What are you teaching our son? What are you? And he's like, I'm teaching him that you can't park your trailer in everybody's way. That's what I'm teaching him.
I think it's a very juvenile way to get your point across. Yeah. And that's that's what's so funny about it. Because dead set, I remember being in Bundy.
Like, what does he
and
care?
Being in a car, so I would have been, I don't know, 16, 17.
You and the
friends
Bundy
who could
bear
drive,
driving
right?
around.
Yeah.
I have a Bundy Bear story.
And all of a sudden there was a detour and the three girls I was with got out of the car and started egging the house.
Don't pretend you
Sarah wouldn't have.
No, you know that. Nobody would have had any alarm.
Peer pressure situations would give in.
No, I didn't. No, she wouldn't. No, I didn't.
You should know that.
You didn't throw one.
No.
No, she would have been terrified that her mother would find out.
Did you tell them to stop?
I was like, what are you guys doing? And before it was a
did
flurry
you tell
of activity.
Them to stop?
I can't even recall.
You're complicit.
I must have been
well,
like,
of course.
I think I was shocked. Shocked. Because can you imagine as a grown ass adult having your house egged and getting that shit off the paper?
It would be so annoying.
So annoying.
He has said he would absolutely not egg the house. He would be egging the trailer, according to him.
Yeah, but it's still, you got to wash it. It wrecks
your
paint.
Yeah, but he's saying that trailer has not, apparently it's police aware. I think he's just said that to make me feel.
That's what they did. Then they were pegging toilet rolls in the trees. I've just remembered it. It's coming back to me. Eggs and toilet rolls.
Toilet paper's fun, though.
Well, nobody thinks about toilet paper in that same way now. It's a commodity.
Well, no. Yeah. And it's bad.
Yeah, people don't waste it.
No,
like
they don't waste it.
That was simpler times.
Yeah.
Simpler times. I will ask him. I will get to the bottom of this. Oh, no, hold on. We're not on toilet paper
like,
anymore,
no.
are we? Shit.
That works.
I don't reckon.
I just think it's a real yoke.
I don't reckon he's done it.
Oh, come on. That was good.
I don't think. And to add insult to injury.
What an excellent idea.
And to further confirm the fact that Dane is so juvenile with this stuff, he actually left the eggs out in the sun for a day.
What an extravagant way
in the
to
show,
get
didn't
someone
well,
back.
Because what happened, is I came home from Aldi and hadn't properly packed the eggs and two had broken in the carton. And he was like, Lee's, two of these are broken. I was like, oh, well, go, like, throw them out. Put them, like, crack the eggshells under the bloody gardenias. It'll make them grow better. But what I didn't know is that he left them in the carton, put them in the sun, prepped them, and then he was going to do that.
Look at you. I mean, how does somebody manage to sound angry? Like, I don't know, just bloody crack those eggshells and make them grow better. Like, it's his fault that the magnolias aren't growing properly. Dear God, if ever you're on a lifestyle program, change your tone.
Lee's on Better Homes and Gardens.
I know. Like waste, like, just crack the down the barrel. Just crack the eggshells and the magnolias, like you dumbos. Just get them under there. It's going to make them grow.
My theory, Sarah, is waste not, want not. There's always a use for something.
You know,
so what,
you
know, what does he care?
Plants,
what does he care that the eggs broke in the carton? Is he going to Aldi? No. Make use of it. Grab the yolks, chuck them on something, give them to, like, the carnivorous chicken that eats anything anyway. And crack the eggshells
like, you remember
over.
When they used to have, like, Dr. Harry
the
doing house calls?
Yeah.
Right, to talk about people's pets.
He still does
pets.
That, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Probably not in
Imagine if they went to Lee's house, right? And he's just like, hello, Lee's, you know, what have you got here? She's like, I've got a carnivorous chicken that just eats everything. All right, let's see what the problem is. You know, meanwhile, there's like its eggs scattered everywhere throughout the house.
She doesn't lay anymore. I don't even know. Yeah, what's the good of her?
Well, I mean, isn't this the point we were trying to tell you?
For her personality, actually, I have. I mean, it is remarkable that she knocks on the door to let herself in. Like, it really is. Who can kill that? How can a chicken walk up some stairs when it's bedtime? I mean, that is, I'm going to film that. People don't believe me. It's true. I turned around yesterday at dinner time and she was just there in the kitchen. I was like, oh, shit, I haven't put you to bed. Grabbed her, popped her under my arm. In she goes in her box.
I don't know if it's that. I mean, it probably is surprising, but there's a woman I follow on Instagram. She's an artist. Her name is Claire James. And she does a lot of slugs and snails and garden flowers. And she's very cool. I tagged you in a poster that she'd done for a happy hen last night, Lizzie. But she is obsessed with birds. And she has these amazing ducks called Gloria and Butter Duck.
Cute.
She nursed Gloria back to health after their three-legged dog, new dog, attacked her. And she didn't blame the dog. The dog was just being a dog. But this duck was at death's door, like tenfold more than Attila the hen, yours. And the personalities in those ducks.
Oh,
and she's
remarkable.
Got cockatoo. So she often has, she's got a cockatoo and a few other wild, you know, birds that she looks after and rehabilitates. And I love watching her Instagram stories and videos because you really do get an insight into
they do
creatures
have little personalities.
That don't, you don't. They're not cats and dogs. The standards.
No,
you know?
They do. They
it's
do
so
have personality.
Cool.
Yeah, they do. And I've said to Dan, I said maybe we can pop her back in her coop now. Like she's good. She's come good.
Didn't the other chickens bully her?
No, the other chickens aren't ours. They're the neighbours, but they come through to our
does
yard.
Does she poo
in the
everywhere
afternoon.
Inside? That would be my question.
No, she doesn't live it. Like we in the morning when she wake when we wake up, we take her out. Well, when I'm here,
yeah.
The boys take her outside, so she's outside.
So she's
at like
house
6,
trained as well, you'd say. So she's a house trained hen.
She would poo everywhere if we let her roam around, but she's outside, and then at night she walks up the stairs. But I said to Dane, I know that chickens need to sit on something to roost. It's not really good for them to sit in a box. They like to they need to perch at night to sleep properly.
Do they?
So, yeah, they do. Like they can sleep in their little boxes, but Dad had said it's a natural instinct for them to grab onto a little doweling rod. Yeah. Yeah, they like to perch and they fall asleep perched. They can sit in a box, but it's healthy for them to do the perching.
Yeah.
And I said to him, oh, now that she's better, she should be perching
at
night.
Can't you just get a coat hanger and kind of put it through
the
box?
It has to be a bit wider. It's got to be like a dowel.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, sort of, you know, that diameter. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a chook.
Haven't you? Yeah, they do. They naturally... You
well, I don't think, you know what, I think it's because we haven't seen them sleeping.
Yeah, they do. Down in the coop when we had like 8 of them, they would walk into their little area and then some of them would like, so you could do it in layers. So they have their pecking order. They have their perch order.
That's where that
so
came
So some
from.
Of them are up higher. Some of them are perched lower. Some of them are in a box. But I just
is that where that saying came from?
Well, pecking
well,
order does
definitely pecking order pecking is a order. Thing,
and being hen pecked and everything is.
But there is
attacked.
There is a that's why you
hierarchy.
Give them various levels because they naturally perch on different levels. But she's a bit of an oddity, so I'm
so
not
you'd
sure.
have the lowest hen on the ground, surely. Like
think,
the snakes would get that one.
Yeah,
that would be
think.
The one that the rest of the flock could afford to be like, oh, put Mabel down on the ground.
Yeah,
she's
as good as gone.
She's a sacrifice chicken.
Yeah. She's as good as gone.
Sacrificial chicken.
Yeah.
Poor little thing.
Oh.
Poor little thing.
Mate, don't you worry about
it. She lives
she's
the
come
greatest
into her.
Life.
I know I've like hacked on you immensely, but Attila's really come into her best
she
years.
Has.
Like she's in 10 years, she's in her 40s. Okay? And she's
here we go. Where's the segue?
She's coming into her middle years.
I think she's coming into her latter years.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to say that.
I think, although...
And she's realised what she needs to do to live a better life.
Just like these couple of hens.
Yeah, that's right. We finished laying as well. And now you're wondering what to do with our life. And we're knocking on the door. We're knocking on the door of life saying, let us in.
I haven't had paralysis or an eye infection, but maybe that's not too far.
No, you did get a sty last year, if I recall, remember? Because, you know...
Yeah.
And you did break your leg too.
And I did break my foot.
Yes. And we had... Wasn't it conjunctivitis? What did we have at the same time? It was like...
conjunctivitis. We were in such a state.
Pink eye.
We're really
in such a state. We'd overworked ourselves, and you had some gastro.
Remember, I had like 5 days off the show because I just that decimated me.
Oh,
I've never had gastro for that long.
It's awful.
Yeah, and then I came back. You lost your voice, and you had conjunctivitis. Good grief!
We're getting a colonoscopy at the end of the month, guys. We're taking the day off then.
You know, as soon as you've like, you've turned the life corner when you start talking about your polyps.
Oh, God.
And checking for polyps. I mean, if someone,
this is the thing, though, you've got to get checked, though. That is a message. But I'll tell you this, once you get one colonoscopy,
yeah,
you're booked in annually or anally.
I was really disappointed when they said pap smears had moved to 5 years.
Yeah, but there's a big difference, Sarah, between a pap smear and a colonoscopy, let me tell you.
But it's still those checks because, I mean, we're so proactive with getting checked. I was like, are you sure? Are you sure you don't need to
5 years
see me 5 years? No, the science has changed. Sarah, just 5 years. No, I might book in two anyway. You won't need to. Yeah.
I'm just hoping they don't find any more polyps. Otherwise, I'm back there the year after.
Yeah.
It's never ending.
Yeah.
But you have to. You just have to. I'm just not good coming off those drugs. Last time was a nightmare. Remember? Came off all those drugs. And Dane picked me up. I thought I was fine. But then the following day, I checked all my text messages and I had texted all these people. And Dane was like, yeah, you were mad in the car. You were like organising things for like 2 weeks away, texting Adriana, my friend in Melbourne, going, okay, what's happening for end of year? And everyone was like, haven't you just come out of surgery?
And I was also like, just before she went under with your bum in the air. The anaesthetist said,
I'm really anxious about going back.
Aren't you Dane Carlaw's wife?
Where the hell is his bedside manner? Why would you say that to a woman in that vulnerable state?
Not even Dane says that.
Exactly. How dare they?
Oh, God.
It's the same doctor too.
At least he knows now.
Just like knock me out before you talk to me.
Yes, I know. No like, talking.
Just knock
and
me
you're
out.
Like, don't make it a twilight sedation, like the full GA.
Hell no. I'm like, go whole hog. I went out to dinner that night too. It's all right.
Well, you were pretty hungry because you'd had that.
I hadn't eaten in 3.5 days.
Prep stuff, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, well, on that note.
Summer bod here. I can't.
I mean, is there anything else we could talk about that's not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen to our 40 podcast.
There you go.
Our other one. Search it. 40. It's got the goods.
Not to be confused for the Sugar Rush and not to be confused for this podcast.
So many podcasts.
So much happening.
All right. Cha-cha.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.